This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was a massive celebration of Rams fans in Los Angeles, the Super Bowl parade. Fans going wild and the team equally wild. For the first time they held a parade in LA, 16 months of championship teams, and this was the first time they could take it to the streets. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show. As I speak, the U.S. women's hockey team is going for the gold against Canada. However, after one period and into the beginning of the second period, they are losing to the Canadians 2-0. They had their opportunities to net a few goals, but just narrowly missed them, and the Canadians took their opportunities is probably the best way to put that. Either way, the United States will walk away with yet another medal, looking for more medals overall to get to that magical 20-plus, and certainly a different story than what we were talking about last week, more of the woes of what wasn't for Team USA. So a lot of action still in Beijing. More people seem to be watching. It's still not great numbers when it comes to overall viewers on the Peacock Network and the various other NBC properties that are streaming it. In the meantime, the Ukraine, and what in the world is going on with the Russians? Do you trust them when they say they are pulling troops back along the Ukrainian border? Of course not. So right now, Russian forces now are beefing up even more. Apparently, they've increased more numbers, about 7,000 troops in the last couple of days. There was a senior U.S. administration official who said the increase renders Russia's assertion of withdrawal false, and warned that President Vladimir Putin's public openness to diplomacy was just a guise. Boy, that's all we keep hearing about. A guise, a false flag. They were going to use actors to say that the Ukrainians, in fact, were actually maneuvering against them. So now the new estimates would place the number of Russian forces pretty much more than 150,000. This is the number that keeps getting tweeted out and talked about. Look, either way, it's gobs and gobs of soldiers. And it's not just on the land. They are strategically placing the element, maybe of surprise, all the way around, from the air to the water. Do we think it's impossible that there will be diplomacy here? Well, I think nothing's impossible. But do I think, if I were to weigh the odds are in favor of Russia invading the Ukraine? Well, I'd have to say, boy, it's really looking pretty good. It's odd because one day, it seems as though there could be a chance, there could be some diplomacy. The bottom line is this. Vladimir Putin does not want the Ukraine to be a part of NATO, not whatsoever. Vladimir Putin wants more pawns on his chessboard, and the Ukraine is perfect for the Russians to snatch up. On Tuesday of this week, Putin claimed Russia was sending some troops back to base after completing drills in Crimea, the Ukrainian territory that they annexed in 2014. But I would be very doubtful about that. And, of course, the European leaders are saying as much. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said in an interview on Wednesday, there's a difference between what Russia says and what it does. What we're seeing is no meaningful pullback. I don't care what your politics are. I like the candor of Blinken. And maybe he says things that even the administration would prefer he doesn't. So I'm going with him, and there is no question in my mind that unless it is a serious pullback on land, sea, and air, that Russia will not move from the position that they're in at this point. It's a question of when will and how will the first movement probably happen. We've been talking about here at home, inflation, pain at the pump, pain at the grocery store, supply chain problems. And here comes, in some cases, $7 a gallon for gas. Did you think it wasn't possible? I've spent enough time in California to know that, it is quite possible. And that's what we're seeing. If you talk about $1.50 for a barrel of oil, of crude oil, then you're going to see those numbers spike super, super high. So what does it mean? It means keep your tank full when it's still lower or lower than a high water mark. I mean, how often do many of us skate by on just a little bit of gasoline? I have to admit, I put myself in that category. How often do I get in and say, wow, I'm on fumes? Not now. I am keeping her filled up because who knows where it's going to head in the next couple of weeks. You know, you look at how much it's climbed, 13% in the past month to 94 a barrel. Russia produces 10 million barrels of oil a day, the equivalent of 10%, my friends, of global demand. Any loss of that oil due to geopolitical issues of any kind would certainly tip over a market that will become tighter and tighter and pushes the prices up. So that's what you can expect. And, you know, you look at the springtime, which, believe it or not, it's around the corner, no matter what a rodent says in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. It's close. So when we get closer, people take road trips. Kids have off from school because they get a spring break. But if you're driving anywhere, you definitely have to add in the fact that that budget is going to shoot up. Now, it's not $7 right now. The average price nationally for gas is $3.47. It's higher, it gets higher and higher in California. Of all the places I think in the country, California seems to me to get it the worst. So if we're talking about $7, $7 will be absolutely felt in California. That's where it will be seen. So watch and see as we move along with the Ukrainian crisis. Russia still having a big say in this. Wow, the 10% I mentioned. You add up all those numbers. In California, it's $4.72 a gallon on average. $5 very likely the norm in maybe a month or so. So they're always going to have probably the highest in the country. But it's a good bellwether because you watch what happens in California and then you look at what's going on around the rest of these United States. So we'll watch the lack of a drawdown at the border. We'll watch what's happening with gas. And at the meantime, we'll also keep an eye on what's going on with inflation, because what's happening in my backyard is happening in your backyard in that sense of watching the numbers and where are the numbers going to go. We're bouncing out of this one and more odds and ends coming up as we skate to the other side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government. government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.
Coming up this hour, we'll get your thoughts at the tail end of the offerings. When we go to our mailbag, it is chock full with some pretty funny opinions. And then a conversation coming up next with Philip Martin. He is probably got one of the most exciting jobs that I can think of. He is the man behind the security at Coinbase. He's the chief security officer. So we're going to talk about Coinbase, crypto. Crypto was all over the ads of the Super Bowl. People are still trying to, I think in some cases, make sense of crypto. And if you did watch the Super Bowl, there was that bouncing QR codes, different colors, in a spot that went for 30 seconds, and that was Coinbase, and the app crashed because so many people hit the QR code, and they were offered $15 in Bitcoin for creating an account. Martin says it was just a stroke of brilliance, but he talks about crypto and how do you keep online accounts safe and digital assets secure. That's a big question for a lot of people. It's a brave new world. Isn't that what Matt Damon says in his spot, that fortune favors the brave or the bold? I think you could really put either one in there. But crypto, a lot of celebrities are endorsing that, probably for some big bucks. Wonder if they get paid in crypto. Topping odds and ends. This will not end well. Camila Valieva, sadly, she's 15, but she has no business being on the ice of the Olympics. The Russian figure skater, whatever the cocktail was that she took, does it help endurance or not? And how can this just be waved off when so many other athletes who are tested constantly are not allowed to compete at Olympics? Figure skating is known for bizarre backstories, behind-the-scenes nonsense, but the women's competition at these Olympics is a whole new place, a whole new level of idiocy. So you've got this 15-year-old phenom who some people consider the greatest to do it until the news broke that she tested positive for a banned substance. And in Tuesday's short program, there were cracks in her invincibility, but she still was number one. So to me, I think it's unfair, it's pathetic, and with the Olympics trying to get a foothold of interest, this is a very, very dark cloud. So here the end should be she should not have been allowed to compete, period. It makes no sense. An incredible skater, yes, we know that, but she tested positive, so she should not be there. And it ruins the competition for everybody else. If she gets on the podium, which she will, she won't get on the podium, and neither will anyone else. Because that's the one thing that was said. There will be no podium. Great. So any other skater not from Russia that perhaps gets on the medal podium, hypothetically, will not do it. And then you leave the games, and what does it mean after that? Because the medals supposedly have been awarded. What, are they going to take them back? We've seen this show before. It is simply outrageous. And then you look at these skaters, these other skaters, and how hard they push themselves. And it's the worst. It is the worst example of why are they getting away with this. And there are three American women. They perhaps have a chance. They're lower down after these short programs. But it doesn't matter in the sense. I mean, they got to compete, and they are competing. But because of the 15-year-old who is eligible to compete after testing positive for a banned substance in late December, it's ruining what normally is a sport that is watchable, that people do watch in the Olympics. We had Nancy Kerrigan on a couple of weeks ago. We all know the Tonya Harding, Nancy Kerrigan thing, but people were rooting for Nancy Kerrigan. She was the darling of both games, I think, that she was in. And we could also look at other Olympics, and even a lot of men I know, frankly, watch figure skating because they think it's interesting and beautiful, and they realize the athletic ability of the people who compete, both men and women, because we saw that with Nathan Chen and what he was able to do and winning the gold. By the way, he's there cheering everybody on in the stands, which is wonderful from Beijing. So Kamila Valieva should not be competing. That's it. That's the end of the story for me. And how about this? Let's call an audible here. And when I say audible, there should be something that could be done about it, but what? So I have friends in different parts of the country who want to move back to different parts of the country, and they can't find housing. This is common. And part of the reason they can't find housing is because in areas that are attractive to people who may rent Airbnbs and go on vacation, perhaps in those areas, the homes are being bought up. Real estate investors can be large corporations or local companies or just wealthy people. They don't live in the properties they're buying. They sometimes flip them to new buyers, but a lot of times they rent them out. So a lot of neighborhoods in some of these areas that have desirability as far as people visiting and whatnot have really gone to a place where it's unaffordable. You cannot get a home there. And sometimes it's a place like, oh, Traverse City in Michigan, a place that I'm going to take the show to over the summer, which is known for incredible lakes and outdoors and a beautiful lighthouse and wineries. And so many people go there from Michigan and other places. You Michiganders listening know. You go to Mackinac Island, you go to Traverse City. So you have a tough time finding an apartment, and forget about trying to find a house because that's what's happening? What are the 10 metros? I just saw a story in the Washington Post about it, and it was things that I've talked about before, areas I've talked about before, where investors bought the highest share of purchased homes. Where were they? 25% in Atlanta, Charlotte, 25%, Miami, welcome to Miami, 24%, Jacksonville, Florida, 22%, Phoenix, 22%, Orlando, 19%, Detroit, oh, it's a steal because of the idea of refurbishing in a sense, making over the image of Detroit, 19%, Las Vegas, 18%, Tampa, 18%, Nashville, Tennessee, 16%. So look out if you're looking to move, because these properties get bought up, rents are raised, services are cut, and a lot of families are forced out. And some of those zip codes or some of those areas are the ones that you see it a lot. Isn't it interesting to see what has happened partially because of the pandemic? Some of that was already happening. And look, there are stringent zoning rules in some cities that prevent like more homes from being built, that kind of thing. But there are areas where there are a shortage of homes, too few homes being built. And that is a problem. So that whole demand cycles back around again. And then there's, the cost of lumber, which is still extraordinarily high. It did not drop down, right? It didn't drop down. This is the world we live in. So when you make a decision to move, you have to take all of this, I think, into account, because if an area seems as though, well, why would this area be tough to find a spot in? It might be because of the desirability of people even just coming in to visit, because then you can do that Airbnb thing or whatever else the person or the consortium that buys it intends to do with it. All right, we're going to wrap this up with COVID. So COVID cases, we talked about them being down 44% in a week. Wow. But still, people are dying from COVID. It's over 2,000 across the country. Hospitalizations currently, these are from Johns Hopkins University, over 75,000. But that's still down. That's down 22% from a week ago. Just out of curiosity, on the vax front, fully vaccinated in the United States, 64.5%, but the doses are down 25%. Coming up next, Coinbase. What's it all about? We're talking about it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit gcnlive.com today.
You USA News update. Sex and money taking center stage in the hearing regarding the potential removal of DA Fannie Willis from Donald Trump's Georgia election case. A Trump co-defendant alleges that Willis financially benefited from hiring Nathan Wade, who allegedly treated her to luxurious vacations. Wade claims that Willis contributed financially but lacks deposit slips to substantiate the payments. He also acknowledged a sexual relationship with Willis. Climate activists dumped red powder on the cases holding the U.S. Constitution displayed in the National Archives in Washington, D.C. The two men posted a video on X standing in front of their mess saying, "We all deserve clean air, water, food, and a livable climate." The FDA has issued a recall for close to 60 products found to contain tainted dairy. A widespread listeria outbreak has been traced back to cheese, yogurt, and sour cream produced by Rizzo Lopez Foods and distributed under various brand names. John Schaefer, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Watching the Super Bowl along with the rest of you, and one of the best ads, the QR code, it bounced around on the screen. My hubs screamed after me, "Look at this, look what's going on." And of course, it was Coinbase. And if you had clicked on the QR code, you would get $15 in Bitcoin if you had, in the cryptocurrency, if you had signed up for an account. Just a brilliant, brilliant thing to do. And I think it was one of the most popular ads. It was so popular, it crashed the app. The guy who's in charge of security is Philip Martin for Coinbase, and he joins us now, and it's incredible what they've been able to do and what he's been able to do, because Coinbase has safely stored more than $250 billion in crypto without ever experiencing a breach or loss of customer funds, which is incredible. So, Philip, thanks so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me.
So let's talk about the crypto and what happened in the Super Bowl. You had to be thrilled with the results of that.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so proud of our marketing team, especially because they zigged when everyone else zagged, right, and shows this beautiful QR code that people just obviously have really engaged with.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was very, very engaging. So when we look at crypto, when we look at cryptocurrency, what are some of the best practices that can keep online accounts and digital assets secure? Because I said that's what you've done such a great job at, and that's what people are concerned about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think three quick tips for everyone. Number one, use strong, unique passwords. Now, I don't know about you, but I cannot remember 100 strong, unique passwords. So make use of a password manager, which is an application that can make that easier. Number two, use two-factor authentication everywhere it's supported and use the strongest version you can. So for somewhere like Coinbase, that would be using like a YubiKey, which is a small security key you can plug into your computer. Other places, that might be an app. It might be a text message you get with a code on it. The third, I think this is actually the most important, is bring your skeptical mindset with you to the internet. In much the same way, if you encountered someone on the street that had a stock tip for you, you probably would not take that seriously. You also don't need to take seriously when someone on Twitter or a random blog post has a stock tip or a crypto tip for you. Engage that with the same skepticism you would any other in-person interaction.
Yeah. For you, when you first jumped into this, did you realize the power of crypto? Did you know how big this was going to become?
No, I can't say that I did. I think from when I first jumped into this, the thing that excited me was the amount of unsolved problems in the space and how much room we had to run and do new things and solve new and interesting problems. I think, you know, I can't say that I wouldn't have gotten into this space if I didn't think there was something there. But to see it grow as fast as it has been amazing. And I think it's an important, actually, context to give. We're only about 10 years into cryptocurrency. If you think back to, like, maybe your first interaction with the internet, it was probably dial-up modems and, like, a web page that looked like a poster, maybe a catalog, if you're lucky. And people were saying two things. They were saying, this is a toy, it's not useful. But they were also saying, it's peaked. There's nothing after this. And both of those groups were very, very wrong. And I think the same dynamic is happening today with cryptocurrency when we're so early and have decades and decades yet of innovation in front of us.
Yeah, and on that note, I mean, it's becoming the future of finance, right?
Absolutely. I think we see innovations in the cryptocurrency space all over the place, people trying new things, bringing new applications to life that have never existed before. And that's, to me, just so exciting.
Yeah. So where can people go for more information on, you know, Coinbase crypto?
Yeah. So two resources for you. Number one is coinbase.com/learn. And this is where you can learn all about cryptocurrency, from the very basic cryptocurrency 101 to those cutting edge innovations I was talking about. The other place I'd point folks to is our YouTube channel, Coinbase YouTube channel, where we have a series called Security 101, where we have members of my own team speaking from their own experience about how to stay safe in cryptocurrency and how to just stay safe online.
Ooh, that's terrific. So great information for all of our listeners. Philip Martin, the Chief Security Officer for Coinbase Global, thanks so much for spending some time with us.
Happy to do it.
So it's interesting, in looking at the landscape of crypto, I've brought this up a couple of times, but when my book came out, Deal Your Own Destiny, I had that opportunity to spend some time with Steve Forbes at an event that was set up by Forbes Books. And one of the things he said in the interview with me was he talked about, you know, we talked about blockchain, and he liked blockchain, but he didn't like what was happening with Bitcoin, what was happening with crypto, because he said there was nothing backing it up. And now it seems like there's so many people embracing crypto. Could it be that the people make this the choice, or one of the big choices? There's even a commercial that I think is so interesting where they poke fun at crypto, meaning poke fun at doing the taxes, like, whoa, I'm a millionaire. Oh, I can't figure it out. Now I'm not, you know, just having fun with it. Like, one day it's up and one day it's down. But I think the signs point to, as Philip said there, that you think about the beginnings of the internet, you think about something that's innovative, different, and something that you don't know much about, you know, that you're learning as you go. And this still is the new frontier when it comes to cryptocurrency. And I'll be curious to see how this, you know, how this keeps on growing and different
people that embrace it, different people that are paid in crypto, different things that banks are doing with crypto, you know, accepting it as part of your investment portfolio. We know that that's happening. So it's fascinating to watch. And to me, there's nothing more exciting than to see something launch and to watch, you know, where it goes and where what the gap is on the education of, does this really work? What is this, right? All right, speaking of getting really lucky when it comes to coin, I am always fascinated by this. There was a $185 million Powerball ticket that was sold, and this was Monday. We have an audience in Connecticut, and somebody in Connecticut collected $185 million in winnings from the Powerball lottery. So imagine being that person. Imagine being the person who, you know what, I'm just picking up a loaf of bread, a couple of other things. I'll just plop down a little bit of money on this Powerball because Jesus seems to be climbing or it's pretty decent. You win a giant jackpot, right? Are you getting these in annual payments or are you getting a lump sum? Lump sum, hopefully, right? Take all the money out, right? Just take it all out. Wouldn't it be a great problem to have? Like, oh, I won the Powerball and I got the lump sum. That's tremendous. So you think of the person in Connecticut, they win the $185 million. That means in cash, people, you would get $123.9 million. So you know that thing that I said about houses and where you couldn't find housing? Oh, that person could live wherever they wanted. Oh, I want to go to Traverse City. Oh, I'll take a house in Atlanta, right there on the bay in Tampa. I mean, because it wouldn't matter. That's just a crazy, insane amount of money. Right? And what kind of self-control would you have if you won that kind of lottery? I mean, hopefully you would be generous to people who have been generous to you. And, you know, the rule of abundance is give, 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 and you get back so much more, no matter how much money we're talking about. If you have that spare nickel in your pocket and you give it to somebody who really needs it, I mean, that's the deal. But it's just, I just wonder with somebody getting that kind of money, what is the first thing that is going through their mind? I must change my name. I do have to move. Who took care of me that I want to take care of right now? Who's that going to be? Oh, and if they worked a job, I'll call it a regular job, would they really go back on the job? Would they give 2-week notice? Right? What would your mind say to you? How could you keep working if you won that kind of money? Because you could set up your own charity and do things for people that you wanted to do and still spoil yourself to a crazy amount of what can I do with this money? I don't know. It's just wild. And I wonder who this person is floating around in Connecticut. Probably they keep looking at the ticket and they're being very, very cautious. One thing they could do is they could get a ticket on the Virgin Galactic because it's $450,000 for one of those tickets into space. And you have to have a $150,000 deposit. I was talking about that the other day. So you could plunk down the deposit, and you'd have to wait a little bit. You have to wait your turn in line. There are already oodles of people that have done that. So you wouldn't be among the first. You might be lucky if you got in on the fall because they only have so many of those journeys, right? Then you might have to go to Elon Musk because they've got SpaceX's Starship that could take their first orbital flight in March. And eventually, they're going to be doing similar things that we're seeing with Virgin in probably more pedestrian people getting to go up. Or maybe not. I could be wrong on that, but so it seems anyway. It's a big, bad new world, isn't it? And some of that world is in the metaverse. I mentioned this also a couple of days ago. JP Morgan is the first bank in the metaverse. They have a virtual lounge, right, in a blockchain-based world called Decentraland. Decentraland. I don't know. Who would you meet up with there? And what are you discussing in that land? We're discussing anything on your mind next as we go to the mailroom.
Tim Macchiato, some toast and some Marmite. Back up into the corner, spoiling for a fight.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality powdery arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery arco super tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Yeah, we didn't have to dig very far into that mailbag. I say that all the time, but it's so true. Bravo to everybody who listens, thinks about it, and then decides they're going to send an email. I got this one from Todd, who listens to us in the Inland Empire. That's KCAA in California. Know that area well. Lived in California for many years, and yeah, I thought about some of the prices, and none of the prices were wherever where we were talking about $7 for gas. Anyway, Todd says, Kate, I couldn't be more proud of the Los Angeles Rams. I wasn't necessarily originally a Rams fan because they ticked me off when, as a kid, they moved to St. Louis. But I got caught up in all the excitement, I think, and it's been good for the city to actually have a parade. And I think it's good for the people, and it's kind of a it was kind of a united thing. I actually drove in, and that took a while, trust me, from where I live in Riverside, and went to go and see the parade. I took my young son, and it was one of those really kind of cool moments. And you just saw a huge grin on Sean McVay, the coach's face, as they went down the street and back up and around, and it was fun to see. This is a team that maybe wins another Super Bowl. What do you think? So you're asking me for a sports prediction? I think it's great that you took your son to the parade and that you did make that trek, because that wouldn't be close, really, from where you are. But just to see it, just to celebrate that excitement. And sure, if a lot of this team stays together, they are definitely poised to be like the Chiefs, to be competitive and possibly be, you know, in that position again next year, or at least in the next couple of years. One never knows, though, because, you know, injuries and some players that may drop out, meaning they get traded, salary cap, etc. So we'll see, because there are a few of those on this team. But I mean, look, the Rams have been to the promised land, so that's why this heat was kind of on Sean McVay to make this happen. And yeah, they did. So good for you. I like that email telling me that you actually went and did that. All right, this one is from Tom, who's listening to us on 10:30 a.m. That would be KVOI. Beautiful Tucson, Arizona. And he says, "Hey, Kate, you would not believe the amount of people that are moving to Tucson, moving to Phoenix, moving to Arizona. I don't think the shift, even if there's more going back to work, because I do believe there still will be those that are remote workers or people that have started their own thing, I don't think that shift is going to stop. I think in Arizona, probably much like Florida, we're going to continue to see more and more people come to our state, and they're going to be surprised maybe by what they encounter in trying to find places to even rent. I know a lot of people rent first and then look around and see where they want to ultimately end up, because, as you know, suburbs and areas are different, and the best way to get to know it and see it is to actually live it. But I think rents have gone up. I saw the other day that they had gone up at least 10% plus. So beware, if you're coming to Arizona, we will welcome you with open arms, but it may cost you a little bit more than you expected. I love it. I moved here 15 years ago from the Northeast, and I have never regretted a day. Good for you. I like Arizona, too. Oof, there's so many interesting spots. I could say this about a lot of places, right, because I've lived in so many cool nooks and crannies. But there are a lot of what I call eye candy spots in Arizona. So, meaning, you know, you live in Tucson, there's great things in Tucson, including they have a cool minor league baseball team. And speaking of that, you know, if baseball ever comes back, there's spring training all over the place in Arizona, which is fun. It's fun to go to some of those games. That's if you're sporty. And if you're not and you like rocks and you like that desert temperature, it can be wonderful. It can get really cold at night, and then, of course, you have days where it's incredibly hot. And I love it when people complain about being hot, because everywhere in the United States you can say it gets hot. It's called air conditioning, people. Air conditioning. But yes, I know that there are people moving to the three big places are Arizona, Florida, and Texas. And a lot of that is weather, and some of that is affordability. Taxes or people weighing whatever else they're weighing when they look at places to live. But remote work has helped that. But now it'll be curious to see what some of these companies do with COVID cases plummeting, if more companies will want the employees to come back physically into work, or still you can make the choice of remote work. And then it's even more curious as to whether people would choose the remote work. But if you can do that and they allow you to move someplace, I can see why those three would be high on the list for a couple of different reasons, weather being one of them, and weather in all three of those states is different, but it's not the harshness, usually, the cold weather that you get in the Midwest and in the northeast part of the country. All right, this one is from Bobby, and Bobby is listening to us in Oklahoma City. Well, that's just a skip and a jump from where I am. And Bobby says, Kate, I am so tired of, like, what you call the great mask debate. I think at this point, look, we have been through the ringer. The frustration, the exhaustion, put in any adjective you want to insert there. I think people have to adult and make their own choices. And you were right. I heard you say something about the vulnerable. Why don't we help the vulnerable and the rest of us do what we need to do, especially if we feel as though we're safe? Doesn't it seem as though it's time to go back to some sense of normalcy? I know the world has changed, and that's fine. There's things that we can embrace in this new world. But I sure would like not to have to go back and forth over masking and vaxxing and all this polarization that we're seeing. My daughter's in middle school, and it's just like an angry mob when we go to some of these school board meetings. At least in the last 4 or 5 months, it's been that way, and partially that's because there are people that don't believe it's safe. There are people that believe it's safe, and we're seeing that there's been a lifting of the mask, and I think that should be embraced by more people in the country. And we watch. If some horrific thing happens, obviously we turn around and we make other decisions if we're forced to make them, which has happened in other countries. But we're also seeing other countries that are opening up pretty wide as well. Well, I'm right there with you. I said it. You're right. I said, you know, let's help the vulnerable. Let's put resources toward the vulnerable then. Whatever we have to do as a nation there and help and focus on those that are healthy and move forward. What is the step forward? And I guess the step forward feels different for different people, and maybe that's part of it, I guess. Of course that's part of it. So we're stuck. We're stuck in this, still in this kind of weird space. But when you have these Democratic governors, and I said Democratic governors, who are lifting the mandates, the vaccine and the mask, you know, mandates, that's changing the game. And because of that, more and more places are forced to make maybe a different decision on what the regulation, I'll call it, is going to be, right? Like, there's a new law in Virginia public schools that are making masks optional. So they're just saying, you do what you want to do. This is what we're doing. It's optional by March 1st. And believe it or not, it's a scary thing, but we're very close to March 1st. So that's another place where they are changing the game. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Shout out to Nate the Great for his incredible work on the technicals. Oh, for goodness sake, it's 2022. People, make it count.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. Or by calling 818-965-9113.